The Land of Elion, Book 3, The Tenth City, by Patrick Carman. For Rhys. Life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. S. A. Kierkegaard. An Introduction to the Tenth City. There are a few notes I would like to offer before getting on with what remains of this story. We visited many places and met many characters together, and I would hate for readers to find themselves confused by the events to come. Here, then, are a few reminders to help you keep your wits about you as we make our way to the Tenth City. The Tenth City begins only hours after Beyond the Valley of Thorns comes to a close, with Alexa and most of her friends escaping the Dark Tower. I say most because Yipes has been taken by the evil Victor Grindal and his ogres to Bridewell, the last remaining walled city in the Land of Elion, where he is being held captive with little hope of rescue. Meanwhile, Alexa is adrift on the lonely sea in the Warwick Beacon, a boat captained by one Roland Warvold, the brother of Thomas Warvold. Along with Alexa, Roland, and Thomas are Odessa the Wolf, Murphy the Squirrel, Squire the Hawk, Thomas's wife, Catherine Warvold, also known as Rennie, Armin the Giant, and Balmoral, the leader of the rebellion in Castalia, along for the ride at Thomas Warvold's request. And what of Alexa's father, Purvis Cotcher, Thomas Warvold's son Nicholas, and the others? We shall see them again before this tale is told. As our story begins once more, night has fallen on the open sea, and our dear Alexa Daly is about to awaken to a world she's never seen before, a world of water and cliffs. Come with me now, as we travel the lonely sea together, in search of the Tenth City. Patrick Carman, Walla Walla, April.